Welcome to Fraternal Files. This is Shelby, and it is only me today. I am recording the first episode of what I am going to do as some mini episodes. The two of us decided that we would each kind of pick our own little subtopic and put out some mini episodes that we do by ourselves just to get some extra content out there and just to have a little fun and a little bit of a twist. I have decided that I'm going to go more towards like spooky, mostly paranormal things probably. The episode that I have for you guys today isn't necessarily paranormal, but it does give me the spooks a little bit. Before I go into the story, I did want to just thank everyone who has tuned in so far. We just put out our first full-length episode, and we were really nervous and really excited, and we have gotten so much positive feedback, and we've had so many people tell us that they were excited for more, and that is just something that we're so thankful for. So thank you so much. You know, if you have the opportunity, if you liked our first episode, and you know somebody else that you think may enjoy it, if you would please share, that would be so awesome for us. So again, thank you guys so much. Today, I'm going to talk about the Silent Twins. June and Jennifer Gibbons were twin sisters and the daughters of Gloria and Aubrey Gibbons, who were immigrants from Barbados. The twins were born on April 11, 1963, at a military hospital in Aden, Yemen. The family lived in England, and in 1974, they moved to Haverford West, Wales. The twins were absolutely inseparable, and they even spoke to each other in what seemed to be their own language. It was really just a sped-up version of Creole, but it was kind of hard for other people to understand them. The twins and their siblings were the only Black children in their community, and they were often really bullied at school for this reason. It was so bad that the school actually had to start dismissing them early so that they could hopefully avoid some of the bullying. As the twins grew older, they became closer and closer, and eventually they would only speak to each other. The unique way they spoke to each other became almost intelligible to other people, and they would even mirror each other's actions. So this only speaking to each other is the reason that they started to become the Silent Twins. At school, the girls started to refuse writing and reading, and they were made to start seeing therapists. And one therapist would eventually suggest that the girls be sent to separate boarding schools in order to try to get them to separate and start socializing with other people. When their parents tried this, the girls handled the separation in a less than ideal way. They became catatonic. Catatonia is a neuropsychiatric behavioral syndrome that is characterized by abnormal movements, immobility, abnormal behaviors, and withdrawal. So basically, the sisters were like physically like showing symptoms from being separated. Because of this, separating the twins did not last very long, and when they were reunited, they started isolating themselves even more. One year for Christmas, they were given diaries, and they immediately took to writing all kinds of fictional stories and plays. But these weren't stories about unicorns and rainbows and finding Prince Charming like you would expect from young girls. One of Jennifer's stories was about a doctor who wanted to save a child's life so badly that he killed the family dog and used its heart for a transplant. In the story, the dog spirit lives on through the child and has its revenge. She also wrote a story called Discomania. And in this story, it centers around a girl who goes to a local disco, and the atmosphere makes the patrons of the disco like insanely violent. So, you know, pretty cute, innocent stories. As teenagers, the girls started committing crimes like petty theft, vandalism, and even arson. as well as experimenting with drugs and alcohol. Eventually, they would be sent to the Broadmoor Hospital, which was a high-security mental hospital where they would stay for 11 years. In March of 1993, the girls were released from the Broadmoor Hospital to be moved to the Caswell Clinic, which was a more open facility. On the way there, Jennifer fell asleep and she could not be woken up. She was taken to the hospital and died of myocarditis, which is basically just a sudden inflammation of the heart. And to this day, nobody is sure what could have caused it medically. After Jennifer died, June said that Jennifer had been acting strangely and had told June that she was dying. June also said, "I'm free at last, liberated, and at last, Jennifer has given up her life for me." It turns out that the girls had agreed early in life that their lives were somehow intertwined with each other's, and that one of them would have to die for the other to truly be free to live. They promised each other that when one died, the other would begin speaking to others and live a normal life. And June did just that. She lives a quiet and normal life, and she's even done some interviews. And that is the short but sweet version of the story of the Silent Twins. Not paranormal, not crime, but it's still a little bit kind of spooky. Kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit, that these twins were just so intertwined in each other's lives. So yeah, that's it. That's just a short little mini episode, very quick for maybe a short drive. If you would like to follow us on Instagram, you can do that at Fraternal Files. And we also just started a Twitter, also at Fraternal Files. And you can send us an email at fraternalfilespodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear any suggestions on cases, either for full-length episodes or for these mini episodes. And we would love your feedback, questions, comments, or concerns. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.